Pane, ďakujeme ti za nové obdobie
žatvy. Harvest for the kingdom, Lord.
Za žatvu v kráľovstve.
And Lord, we ask for what you have prepared for us in this place.
Pane, ja sa modlíme za to, čo si ty pripravil pre nás na tomto
mieste.
The
saints are asking for the gifts of the Holy Spirit which will equip the body, Lord.
My sa modlíme ako veriaci, ako svätí za dary, ktoré vyzbroja telo Kristovo.
They want gifts of the Holy Spirit which will glorify your holy name, Lord.
Oni chcú dary Ducha Svätého, ktoré vyvýšia a oslávia tvoje meno,
which will
Pane,
bring fruits to the kingdom.
Ktoré prinesú ovocie do kráľovstva Božieho.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the gift of word of knowledge.
Ďakujeme ti, Pane, za dar poznania v tejto cirkvi.
Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful precious gift of word of knowledge to be released over the saints in this church.
Za slovo poznania, za tento nádherný dar, ktorý je uvoľňovaný nad ľuďmi v tomto zbore.
Thank you, Lord, for the beauty and the simplicity of word of knowledge.
Ďakujeme ti, Pane, za tú nádheru a za tú jednoduchosť slova poznania.
Lord, in John chapter 1.
Pane, v Jánovi kapitole 1.
Philip came to Andrew.
Philip prišiel k Andrejovi.
Philip came to Nathanaelovi. And he told him, Nathanael, come.
A on mu povedal, Nathanael, poď.
Come, we found Messiah, we found the Savior.
Nathanael, poď, lebo sme našli Mesiáša.
We have found the one whom the scriptures are talking about him.
Toho, o ktorom píše stará zmluva. Ježiša.
Jesus from the Galilee, from Nazareth.
Ježiša z Nazaretu, Ježiša z Galilei.
And Philip was excited. Philip was filled with joy.
Filip bol nadšený, bol plný radosti.
But Nathanael's friend was doubting.
Ale Nathanael, jeho kamarát, on to analyzoval, on tomu neveril, on pochyboval, on kalkuloval.
How can it be that something good will come from the Galilee? How can that something good will come from Nazareth?
Ako je to možné, že niečo dobré môže prísť z Nazaretu?
The Messiah according to the scriptures should come from Bethlehem.
Mesiáš podľa písem by mal prísť z Betlehemu predsa.
And then Philip said, you will come with me, Nathanael, even if you are doubting,
a
even if you don't believe.
Povedal, Nathanael, ty pôjdeš so mnou, aj keď teraz tomu
and
neveríš.
And he was dragging him.
A on ho ťahal.
And yes, unbelief.
A bola tam nevera.
And then they came.
Ale prišli.
And Jesus knew Nathanael has been chosen unto salvation.
A Ježiš už vedel, že Nathanael bol vybratý k tomu, aby bol spasený.
And Jesus is a Jew.
A Ježiš je Žid.
Is a Hebrew one.
On je Hebrej.
And he pointed over Nathanael.
A on poukázal na Nathanaela.
He pointed.
On ukázal možno prstom
said,
na neho.
Here is a true Israelite in whom there is no deceit.
A on mu povedal, ty si pravý Izraelita, v ktorom nie to lesti.
He was not prophesying.
On neprorokoval.
It was word of knowledge.
Ale to bolo slovo poznania, ktoré mal.
He received from the Father through the Holy Spirit word of knowledge about Nathanael.
Ktorý Pán Ježiš dostal od Otca skrze Ducha Svätého.
About the character of Nathanael.
O charaktere Nathanaela.
He is a true Israelite in whom there is no deceit.
Toto je pravý Izraelita, v ktorom nie je lsti.
Short. Simple.
Krátke,
true,
jednoduché, pravdivé.
And Nathanael said, wow.
A Nathanael bol šokovaný.
From where do you know me?
Odkiaľ ma poznáš?
How do you know me?
Ako
How
ma
do
poznáš?
You know my character?
Odkiaľ vieš o mojom
And
charaktere?
Then Jesus received another word of
A Pán Ježiš dostal ďalšie slovo poznania.
Before Philip has called you, I have seen you seated under the fig tree.
Ešte predtým, než ťa Filip povolal, zavolal, tak som ťa videl, ako sedíš
so
pod figovníkom.
In this gift.
Tak jednoduchý je tento dar.
I have seen you seated under the fig tree before Philip had called you.
Ja som ťa videl sedieť pod tým figovníkom predtým, než ťa
Filip
zavolal.
Believed,
a vtedy
Nathanael
uveril.
He has not doubted.
Už nepochyboval
viac. Wow, you are the Messiah.
Povedal, wow, ty si Mesiáš.
And he himself received word of knowledge.
A on sám dostal takto slovo poznania.
Jesus, you are the Messiah, but not only the Messiah, you are the Son of the living God.
A on povedal, ty si Mesiáš, ty nie si len Mesiáš, ty si syn živého Boha.
And it encouraged the whole disciples.
A toto povzbudilo všetkých učeníkov na vokol.
They know Jesus is the Son of the living God.
Že Ježiš je syn
živého Boha.
And
Lord, this church is waiting upon the gift of word, all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. All!
A Pane, táto cirkev čaká na všetky dary Ducha Svätého.
But they want harvest for the kingdom.
Ale oni chcú žatvu do kráľovstva nebeského.
There is beauty in prophecy. Yes, there is a lot of beauty in prophecy.
Je veľa nádhery v proroctve.
Prophecy, word of knowledge and prophecy, it's from the same family.
Proroctvo a slovo poznania, to je jedna rodina.
But prophecy has also problematic things.
Ale proroctvo to má aj veľa problémov so sebou.
Ah, I see that God will send you to the mission field.
Ja vidím, že Pán ťa volá na misiu.
I see that it will come a day that you will go to Papua Guinea.
Ja vidím, že ty príde deň a pôjdeš do Papua Novej Guiney.
I don't know, maybe when you will be in your pension.
Neviem kedy, možno keď budeš na dôchodku.
I see that you are eating a coconut.
Vidím, že ješ kokosový
orech. Yes, nice. Taste excellent. Hallelujah. I see. So when, how, kde, kedy, ako. But with this beautiful gift of word of knowledge.
Ale s týmto nádherným darom slova poznania.
There is no how, when.
Tam nie je toto ako, kedy.
It's present tense.
To je prítomný čas teraz.
It's past tense.
To je minulý čas.
I have seen you.
Ja som ťa videl niekedy v minulosti, niečo, čo sa dialo.
Under the fig tree.
Videl som ťa.
Yes, I have seen
videl
you
som
seated
ťa,
under the fig tree before Philip has called
ako
you.
Ako sedíš pod tým figovníkom ešte predtým, než ťa Filip zavolal.
Prophecy future tense.
Proroctvo, to je budúci čas.
Even when prophets are warning in present tense.
Aj keď proroci napríklad dávajú varovania v prítomnom čase,
the consequences are going to come in future tense.
Tie následky potom prídu v budúcom čase.
Word of knowledge, past present tense.
Slovo poznania, to je prítomný a minulý čas.
It's something that you cannot argue with.
To je niečo, s čím nedokážeš argumentovať. True. Je to pravda.
The people in Bratislava will be in shock.
A ľudia v Bratislave budú šokovaní.
And they will say, wow, you are witchcraft.
A oni povedia, wow, ty si čarodejník.
No, I'm not a witch.
Ja nie som čarodejník.
We are children of the Most High King.
Ja som dieťa najvyššieho kráľa.
Jesus.
My slúžime Ježišovi.
We are serving someone that your grandparents were worshiping once.
My slúžime niekomu, koho tvoji starí rodičia chválili niekedy.
It's his information.
To je
jeho
informácia.
He loves you.
On ťa pozná, on ťa miluje.
And because of that he is releasing this information.
A kvôli tomu on ti dáva poznať túto informáciu.
And it's very important that you will know that when the Lord will use you with words of knowledge.
A je veľmi dôležité, aby si vedel, že keď ťa Pán použije s týmto slovom poznania,
it will bring immediate impact.
Že to prinesie okamžitý vplyv, alebo mať nejaký vplyv okamžitý.
To be saved on the spot.
Ľudia budú zachránení na mieste.
People are going to get healed on the spot.
Ľudia budú uzdravení na mieste.
Because God can release words of knowledge about sicknesses and healing.
Lebo Boh môže uvoľňovať slovo poznania o chorobách.
Katrin Kuhlman, Maria Woodward Ether, all those
Maria
women,
Ether.
Amy McPherson, John Gillet, they received words of knowledge about sicknesses and healing.
A tak ďalej, títo ľudia dostávali slova poznania o uzdravení.
Thank you, Lord, for more. I want to bring more examples from the Bible to encourage you to ask for this gift of word of knowledge.
Chcem tak dať pár ešte príkladov z Biblie, aby som vás povzbudil, aby ste sa modlili za toto slovo poznania.
And to see the beauty and the simplicity.
Aby ste videli túto nádheru a túto jednoduchosť.
In Matthew 16, Jesus is asking the disciples, who am I?
Matúš 16, tam sa pýta Pán Ježiš svojich učeníkov,
what
kto som?
Saying,
čo ľudia hovoria o mne?
And you will answer what the people are saying about Jesus.
A vy poviete, že čo Pán Ježiš, čo hovoria ľudia o ňom.
John that was beheaded, what else?
Ján Krstiteľ, čo ešte? Nejaký z prorokov.
Elijah, Jeremiah, this, that. And then he asked them, and you, what do you think, who am I?
A vy? Vy si čo myslíte, že kto som ja?
And then Peter received word of knowledge. It was not prophecy, word of knowledge, revelation.
A potom Peter, ten dostal toto zjavenie, toto slovo poznania.
Wow, you are wow.
The Messiah. Ty si
you
Mesiáš.
You are the son of the living.
Ty si syn živého Boha.
And then Jesus told him, you received it from my Father in heaven.
A potom Pán Ježiš mu povedal, ty si to prijal od môjho Otca nebeského.
It's not pre-knowledge.
Toto nie je normálne poznanie.
It's heavenly knowledge.
To je nebeské poznanie.
Blessed are you, Simon of Jonah.
Požehnaný si syn Jonášu.
Because not flesh and blood has revealed this information to you.
Lebo telo a krv ti túto informáciu nezjavili.
Because it was revealed to you by my Father in heaven.
Ale toto ti bolo zjavené Otcom nebeským.
And thank you, Lord, that my brothers and sisters are going to receive many revelations from our Father in heaven.
Ďakujem ti, Pane, že veľa zjavenia, veľa slova poznania budú moji drahí súrodenci dostávať.
And you know the beauty of word of knowledge, that it's glorifying God.
A to, čo je nádherné na slove poznania, je, že to prináša slávu Bohu. Vy ste iba nádoba,
which is used by God to glorify,
ktorá ste použitá Bohom, aby ste ho oslavili.
With prophecy there is dependence.
Proroctvom tam je určitá taká závislosť.
I promise that I will go to Papua Guinea. He see me climbing upon the tree. He see me opening a coconut and eating it.
Vidím
I
nejaký kokosový orech, ako
maybe
ješ,
God will give
you
more information.
Nové Guineji, dostávaš nejaké...
When, in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 6 years.
Dostávaš nejaké informácie, ale to
there
sú také...
There is a kind of codependence.
Také určitým spôsobom nezávislé. A tam je taká nejaká... Z oboch strán si to vyžaduje nejakú spoločinnosť.
Spoločinnosť.
Musím napríklad cestovať
because
do Ameriky.
Because maybe we'll have another part of the puzzle about my life.
Som teraz išiel na nejaké druhé miesto, aby mi ukázali
but
tú druhú
stránku story?
Toho puzzle, toho
but
pokračovanie. Ale otázka je, že kde je Boh v tomto celom?
With word of knowledge there is no codependence. There is dependence upon God only.
Pri slove poznania tam nie je nejaká ďalšia ešte dependencia, tam je iba závislosť na Bohu.
Because the man that received the word of knowledge knows it's God.
Lebo človek, ktorý dostane slovo poznania, okamžite vie, že to bol Boh.
Blessed are you, what is your name? Jan? Blessed are you, Jan.
Požehnaný si Jan.
Because it was not revealed by flesh and blood to you, it lebo, was revealed by my Father in heaven.
Lebo ti to nebolo zjavené telom a krvou, ale Otcom nebeským.
The people will know that it's from the Lord what you have received.
A ľudia budú vedieť, že to, čo
and
ste dostali, je od Pána. A to bude oslavovať yes. Pána.
And it will have no co-dependence. You will bring them to the church, they will be baptized, get saved and give glory to God.
A ty ich donesieš do cirkvi, dajú sa pokrstiť a zostanú a budú vernými učeníkmi.
Another story. In John chapter 4,
ďalší príbeh, Jan 4.
Jesus
kapitola.
Jesus knew that the Samaritan woman was chosen unto salvation.
Ježiš vedel, že žena zo Samárie bola vybratá k spaseniu.
But he knew that she need also to repent.
A on vedel aj to, že ona musí činiť pokánie.
And then he told her, why should you receive living waters alone?
A on mi potom
call
hovorí,
also your husband,
prečo by
si also can enjoy the living
že len sama waters. By si mala dostávať tieto živé vody. Zavolaj aj svojho manžela, aby si prišiel nabrať.
The Holy Spirit also tricked her a little bit. Go call your husband.
Duch Svätý sa s ňou trošku tak zahral.
Go call him. And then she said, I have no husband.
A ona potom povedala, ja nemám muža.
And then Jesus is receiving word of knowledge from the Father.
A Pán Ježiš dostáva slovo poznania od Otca.
You spoke right.
Áno, dobre si povedala.
You have
povedala.
No husband.
Ty nemáš muža, manžela.
Look the simplicity of the gift of
pozrite sa, aké to je, aký je jednoduchý toto slovo poznania.
You
aké
have
jednoduché.
No husband.
Nemáš manžela.
Because you had 5
lebo si mala
husbands.
5 mužov, manželov predtým.
And the one whom you live with now is not your husband.
A ten, s ktorým teraz žiješ, nie je tvoj manžel.
So Jesus is receiving information about the life of that woman.
Čiže Pán Ježiš dostáva informácie o živote tej ženy.
And it's true, it's correct.
A je to pravdivé.
It brought her on to repentance because
a
she had
prinieslo ju to
men,
ku pokániu.
But it brought her on to salvation.
A prinieslo ju to ku spaseniu.
And it brought all the village on to salvation.
A celá dedina bola spasená skrze to.
And it's something which is happening in present tense.
Je to niečo, čo sa deje v prítomnom čase.
And it brings a lot of fruit.
A prináša to mnoho ovocia.
Thank you, Lord, for this simplicity.
Pane, ďakujeme ti za túto
and
jednoduchosť.
They are hungry for this gift because it's going to glorify you.
A oni sú hladní po tomto dare,
and they're asking for word of knowledge, Lord, impart, baptize them.
Pane,
they are already baptized Release word of knowledge, release words of knowledge, release words of knowledge, release words of knowledge, release words of knowledge. Release words of knowledge, release words of knowledge for kingdom purposes, Lord Jesus, for kingdom purposes, for harvest, Lord, for salvation of many people in this region, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that you are going to release it all over the churches in this nation and all the nations, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Pane, že ty to uvoľníš, aj nad cirkvami v tomto národe.
And thank you, Lord, that there are much fruits.
Ďakujeme ti, že je veľa ovocia.
And thank you, Lord Jesus, that word of knowledge also reveals the schemes of the devil.
A ďakujeme ti, Pane, aj za to, že slovo poznania ukazuje plány diabla.
It's releasing online all the programs of Satan.
Odhaluje všetky programy diabla, zámery.
In the book of Kings, 2 Kings chapter 6.
V druhej kráľov, kapitola 6.
The Syrians came to attack Israel.
Keď Sýrčania prišli zaútočiť na Izrael.
And the Syrians were camping close to Samaria, to the capital city.
A Sýrčania, oni mali tábor rozložený blízko Samárie.
And the king of Syria was planning strategy how to defeat the weak army. It was very weak army of Israel.
A král sýrsky robil plán, ako porazí izraelskú armádu.
And he was sitting with all his generals and planning a big attack on Israel.
A on sedel so všetkými svojimi generálmi a on plánoval tento veľký útok
and
proti Izraelu.
And then the Holy Spirit.
A potom Duch Svätý.
Then the Lord.
Pán.
Took the prophet Elisha.
Doniesol Elizea.
And opened his eyes.
A otvoril jeho oči.
To see and to hear.
Aby videl a počul.
What is happening in the tent of the king?
Že čo sa deje v tomto stane tohto kráľa?
Yes, he is a prophet.
Áno, on je prorok.
Yes, he is a seer.
Áno, on je vidiec.
But online he was receiving information in present tense about the strategy of the enemy to destroy Israel.
Ale zároveň aj v prítomnom čase dostával túto stratégiu, ktorú diabol, alebo bolo mu komunikované tá stratégia, ktorú diabol pripravoval.
And he was sending a messenger to the king of Israel.
A on posielal potom posla.
And telling, be careful!
Kráľovi izraelskému a hovoril mi, daj si pozor, nedaj tých svojich vojakov tam a tam, lebo inak ich porazia Sýrčania. A tak prvá stratégia toho sýrskeho kráľa neúspela a tak vybudoval druhú stratégiu.
And again the Lord is releasing word of knowledge of what is happening online in the tent of the king of Syria.
A znovu tak online v prítomnom čase Hospodin ukázal Elizeovi, že čo presne sa tam plánuje. A znovu Elizeus posiela posla a znova sa to oznamuje kráľovi. A znovu sa tá stratégia Sýrčanov nevydarí.
It's not prophecy, it's words of knowledge, it's informácia.
Toto nie je proroctvo, toto je slovo poznania, to je nejaká informácia.
That are released in present tense.
To sú veci, ktoré sú uvoľnené v prítomnom čase.
Yes, and this is the uniqueness of this gift. If not, it would be not mentioned among the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit.
A to je tá vzácnosť tohto daru. Yes.
And then the king of Syria said, there is a traitor among us.
A král sýrsky teraz si povedal, musí byť nejaký špión medzi nami.
And then one of his servants said, oh my master, oh my king, there is no traitor.
A potom jeden z jeho služobníkov povedal, nie je tu žiadny špión medzi nami.
There is a prophet in Bratislava.
Ale je tam nejaký prorok v Bratislave, v tomto zbore,
that can see onto the programs of Satan.
Ktorý vidí, aký má plán nepriateľ.
That can see onto the programs of the devil, the enemy.
Ktorý dokáže vidieť ten program Satana.
And he is coming and warning the body of Christ.
A on prichádza a varuje telo Kristovo.
That the body of Christ will prepare itself.
aby sa telo Kristovo na to pripravilo.
And the body of Christ will not fall onto the pits of the devil and
aby
the enemy.
Telo Kristovo nepadlo do týchto jám diablových.
And then the kings of Syria said, "Let's catch that man."
A král sýrsky si povedal, no tak poďme ho chytiť tohto muža.
And continue to read the story.
A potom si
with the
čítať.
Chariots of fire and the angels of fire and horses of fire.
Ďalej tu je ten príbeh
Second
ako
King chapter 6.
V druhej kráľov kapitola 6, ako so, tam prišli tí ako tam boli tí anjeli ohňa.
God can release online to you.
A Pán dokáže online uvoľniť.
What are the programs of the enemy?
A ukázať, že čo sú tie zámery nepriateľa.
What are his schemes and his strategy to destroy us?
Aká je jeho stratégia, aby nás napadol, aby nás zničil.
And it will protect us from falling onto those pits.
A toto nás ochráni od toho, aby sme nepadli do týchto
pasci.
A nám to pomáha k tomu, aby sme mohli budovať úspešne kráľovstvo
nebeské.
Bez toho, aby sme úspešne budeme stávať.
Thank you Lord. Thank you, Lord. And in the book of Acts, chapter 5, there is another story, but it's not a nice story.
Potom je ďalší príbeh v skutkoch 5. kapitola, ale tento nie je až taký pekný.
And you will tell me what happened in the book of Acts, chapter 5. You will say.
A vy mi poviete, čo sa stalo.
And you will tell me why it's words of knowledge, why it's not prophecy.
A vy mi poviete, prečo toto je slovo poznania a nie proroctvo.
Yes.
Tam je Ananiáš a Zafíra.
What happened?
Čo sa tam stalo?
You can say it in Slovak and Milan
môžete to povedať po slovensky. They were cheating.
But the field belonged to them.
Ale to pole, ono patrilo predsa im.
It was their money.
To boli ich peniaze.
So why they were cheating? You will tell me.
Prečo klamali? Povedzte mi.
It was their field. It was their
bolo
money,
to predsa
yeah.
ich pole, ich peniaze.
What is the problem?
Čo je tam ten problém? I'm saying Roman that they were cheating because they said that they gave everything.
Yes. And they have they given everything or
a dali všetko? Yes. No.
And why what Peter have received was word of knowledge? Why it was word of knowledge and not prophecy?
A prečo to bolo teda
Again,
slovo poznania a nie proroctvo,
yes,
to čo dostal Peter?
You
prečo?
Will tell me the definition.
Brother said that it was not for encouragement, because prophecy is for encouragement. That's
no, there are also
saying,
not easy prophecies. Like the prophecy of Tyre, the destruction, what the Lord sent Jonah to prophesy.
Proroctvo nie sú vždy len o povzbudení. Ale napríklad ako keď proroctvo o Taršíše.
Yes, Taršíš. He saw online present tense.
Že Peter, on videl v prítomnom čase,
what happened, it's combination of the gift of the seer also.
To je taká kombinácia aj tohto daru, toho vidca.
And he told them, you have lied to God, you have not lied to men, you have lied to God.
A on im hovorí, vy ste neklamali ľuďom, ale vy ste klamali Bohu.
And what happened to them?
A čo sa im stalo?
They paid with
their lives.
So thank you Lord that we are never going to cheat you in Jesus.
Pane, tak ti ďakujeme za to, že my ťa nikdy nebudeme klamať.
Že
budeme vždy úprimní voči tebe po všetky dni nášho života.
And thank you Lord that we have access to the throne room of God.
A ďakujeme ti za to, že máme prístup do svätyne Božej.
And we can share our fears and we can share our
a že môžeme tam zdieľať svoje pocity, svoju
bolesť, and we can receive the help which
strach.
We need.
A že môžeme prijímať pomoc, ktorú potrebujeme.
Because you can sense our pain, Lord,
lebo ty vieš
our struggle,
spolu cítiť s nami.
And you can help us in our time of need.
A ty nám dokážeš pomôcť v čase našej núdze.
Thank you, Lord.
Ďakujeme ti, Pane.
And the last There are much more examples in the Bible of word of knowledge.
A tam je ďaleko viac príkladov slova poznania, ale teraz chcem vám niečo také vtipné povedať.
In the book of Acts chapter 16, I will do it quickly. In the book of Acts chapter 16,
v skutkoch apoštolskom 16. kapitola,
Silas were very happy.
Pavol a Silas boli úplne
strašne šťastní. They came to Philippi.
Prišli do Filip.
And they came in order to share the gospel.
A oni tam prišli, aby kázali evanjelium.
And the young girl was following them day and night.
A tam bola jedna mladá dievčina, ktorá za nimi utekala deň a noc.
And she was screaming.
A ona kričala na nich.
Those are servants of the Most High King.
A ona hovorila, toto sú služobníci najvyššieho Boha.
Listen to them.
Poslúchajte ich.
They will show you the way of your salvation.
A oni vám ukážu cestu spasenia.
Day after day.
A deň za dňom takto chodila a kričala. Všade, dookola.
And Paulus and Silas said, it's excellent.
A Pavol a Silas si možno povedali, a toto
she
je super.
Is TV and radio and newspaper.
Ona je televízor, rádio, všetko možné.
She's making us famous.
Ona nás robí slávnymi.
She is well known in Philippi.
Ona, všetci ju dobre poznajú.
All the people knows her.
Každý ju pozná.
All what she is saying it's true.
A všetko, čo ona hovorí, je pravda.
We are servants of the Most High.
Lebo je to pravda,
true,
že my sme služobníci najvyššieho Boha.
They should listen to us. It's true.
Áno, naozaj, oni by nám mali naslúchať.
We are going to show them the way of their salvation. It's true.
Lebo naozaj my im ideme ukázať cestu
and
spasenia.
And day after day screaming, shouting, screaming.
A deň za dňom ona takto za nimi chodila a kričala.
But then Paulus turned and said, in Jesus name.
Ale potom sa Ježiš otočil a hovorí, v mene Ježiš. Či Pavol,
yes.
Pavol,
and the spirit went out.
A ten duch, nečistý duch odišiel od tej ženy.
We should understand.
A my potrebujeme
that
rozumieť.
Even if all the information which she was saying is true.
Že aj keď všetky tie informácie, ktoré ona hovorila, boli pravdivé,
it was not word of knowledge.
To nebolo slovo poznania.
It was from the demonic.
To bolo demonické.
How it's called in English? Counterfeit spirit? Mm-hmm. Counterfeit.
To bol taký falošný napodobnenina.
And then he decided to command that spirit to leave her.
A vtedy Pavol prikázal tomuto duchu, aby opustil tú ženu.
Them.
A aj tiež im to tak prekázalo.
And when people are going to get saved from background of New Age,
a keď ľudia napríklad sú zachránení z pozadí New Age,
you need to understand that the New Age people are seeking spirituality.
Potrebujeme rozumieť tomu, že New Age ľudia, oni vyhľadávajú duchovnú.
They are not bad people.
Oni nie sú zlí ľudia.
They are seeking God, but they are finding something else instead of
God. A oni hľadajú Boha, ale nachádzajú niečo iné ako Boha.
And they are hungry for spirituality.
A oni sú hladní po duchovnom.
And what that slave girl had in Philippi,
a čo táto otrokyňa mala vo Filipenoch,
they also can see things in this, they can see things.
Oni tiež, títo ľudia z New Age pozadím, dokážu
vidieť
veci. But you need
to help them when they are getting saved, you are going to help them to cleanse themselves from.
Ale oni keď sa obracajú, oni potrebujú, aby sme im pomohli, aby boli očistení zo všetkých vecí, ktorým sa otvorili v minulosti.
All kind of spirituality which is not connected to the body of Christ.
Rôzne duchovné veci, ktoré nemajú súvislosť s telom Kristovom. Potrebujú byť oddelené. Lebo my musíme byť čisté nádoby.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for a season of word of knowledge from heaven, Lord.
Ďakujeme ti, Pane, za obdobie slova poznania z neba.
Thank you, Lord, that it's going to glorify you, Lord.
Že ono to oslávi teba.
Thank you, Lord, that it's going to bring much fruits and salvation to the kingdom of God.
Že ono to prinesie mnoho ovocia a spasenia do kráľovstva nebeského.
And thank you, Lord, for this simplicity of this precious gift, Lord.
A ďakujeme ti za túto jednoduchosť tohto vzácneho daru.
What we are usually doing when we teach about it, here I made it short. Like here I pushed everything.
Všetko
short.
Som sa snažil tak trošku skrátiť teraz.
Activate.
Ale normálne, keď vyučujeme o tom, tak
like
to aj
people
aktivujeme.
Are praying, people are praying in groups.
Ľudia sa modlia v skupinách.
And then the Holy Spirit is releasing words of knowledge.
A Duch Svätý takto uvoľňuje slova poznania.
And maybe tomorrow it's very important to encourage and to activate this precious gift.
Tak možno zajtra môžeme takto aktivovať tento dar.
Word of knowledge. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's you and not us. It's for your glory and your kingdom.
Tak je to pre teba a pre tvoje
kráľovstvo. I don't want to speak negatively about prophecy. Prophecy is very important gift to the body of Christ.
Ja nechcem hovoriť negatívne o proroctve, lebo proroctvo je veľmi dôležitý dar.
There is a kind of ungodly codependence.
Ale
ungodly codependence.
Tam je taká, neviem, pomôžte mi, nezdravá väzba.
I'm sorry to say, závislosť. I need to be honest. Mm-hmm. And it's very important that we will be dependent on God.
A tam je veľmi dôležité, aby sme neupadli do tohto, ale aby sme boli závislí na Bohu.